Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, March 26th, beautiful spring day here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that I know a lot of people are concerned about, and it's a very important one. When I say that, I always then say all the subjects we talk about are important. They are. But some of them are more widespread than others and more dangerous and something that we're all exposed to more than we should be. And the what we're going to be talking about today is fragrances. And particularly, we're going to talk about essential oils because we know that synthetic fragrances have a lot of toxic ingredients in them. And so I know that myself and many listeners, we've already decided to eliminate synthetic fragrances from our lives. But then that puts us into the realm of essential oils. And on Tuesday, I interviewed Dr. Ann Steineman, and she was talking about her new study and what Dr. Steineman does. And you can listen to my interview with her to get all the details and read her papers on her website. What she does is that she takes common everyday consumer products, and she actually tests them to find out what kind of toxic chemicals are coming off of them that are not necessarily on the label or the material safety data sheets, but these are the chemicals that we're being exposed to by using these consumer products. And she made a statement that it doesn't matter whether it's a scented petrochemical product or a scented organic product, that the same chemicals that are found in scented products are coming off both the natural and the synthetic products. And so I know that there are essential oils that are produced in different ways and that they're used in many, many natural and organic products, both as active ingredients and to add fragrance. So my guest today and I are going to be exploring exactly this because there are many reasons why you might want to have a naturally scented product, both for the aesthetic pleasure of that, but also because they can have therapeutic benefits. So all essential oils can't be bad. We're going to find out today how to choose an essential oil that can be healthy for you and what are the differences in essential oils and what to look for on the label, what to ask for, so that we can straighten out this whole subject of safe fragrances versus toxic ones. So my guest today to help us with this is Diana Kay. She's been on the show before many times with her husband, and she's a co-founder of their USDA certified organic business called Terra Essentials, and they make a lot of gourmet personal care products that are lusciously scented with fragrances. It was like when I first opened one of her products, I thought, this is the most wonderful kind of fragrance I've ever smelled because it was clean and clear and luscious and just a joy to be around. I thought, there's something different about this fragrance. So Diana's been doing this more than 20 years. She's an immaculate researcher. She has, she's totally familiar with multiple chemical sensitivities, if that's a concern for you, if you're listening. And she's going to tell us all about fragrances and products. Hi, Diana.
Deb, how's it going today on this lovely spring day?
It is a lovely spring day. I just feel like, you know, that there's, you get to this certain point in springtime where you feel like everything is coming up new, you know, and new things are happening in the world. All the plants, there's buds going on and flowers blooming and new leaves coming out. And you just think it's a whole new world now. We're just starting over for the year. And I'm really feeling that in my life. New things are just happening in my life and in my work. And it's a good day.
That's great to hear because we are here up in Maryland, it's still kind of gray and cold, and we're wondering, really, when's spring coming? But I took a walk through the gardens, and we're finally starting to get green flowers popping up, the early ones. So, yes, renewal, energizing. Spring is my favorite season of the year, hands down.
I totally understand. It's just such, it's so vibrant and an opportunity for renewal on every level. It's just great. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. In fact, the later spring, the reason it's my favorite is because that's when all of my aromatics start to bloom.
Yes. Yes.
And that's my big thing. I think the last 8-9 years, I have, oh gosh, you know, so many herbs and native plants, but I seek out plants that have fragrance, and the heirloom ones are amazing because, you know, when they breed, like just like tomatoes, when they breed them, even if they're for organic, they often breed out flavor in exchange for being able to ship something or to have it look pretty. And I was in visiting a friend, a sick friend who's in the hospital last week, and I wanted to get her flowers. And of course, I would normally cut flowers from my gardens, but there's nothing blooming. So I stopped at a flower shop, and I was so disappointed because the roses had no smell.
Yes.
And I, you know, the reason I wanted to take her flowers was because I know from all of the research that I've done over the years that there are many aromatic chemicals, they're called phytochemicals, and this is just what they are once we identify them in flowers, that make you feel good. They make you feel better. They make you feel more alert. There are ones that can actually slow your heart, lower your blood pressure. And, you know, what would be a, I can't imagine if I were really sick in the hospital, I would want to have flowers there with me to have
so
that.
Is that why people bring sick people flowers? They don't even know that all these technical things about why they could help people get well, but that it might just be, you know, a symbol of love to people, but that there really can be a therapeutic benefit from these fragrances.
Absolutely, and especially if they're organic. But, you know, just a little note aside, it's also color. When our eyes perceive color, that sends signals to the brain, and certain colors actually can, again, make you feel better, stimulate serotonin production. So flowers are a wonderful thing. Real aromas are a wonderful thing, and we shouldn't deprive ourselves of these things. Just another little note aside, I just read another research paper where they determined that in soil there are these microbes that actually, when our hands are in the dirt, they stimulate, guess what, the happy center in your brain.
Really?
Yeah. So here
I'm
we have
surprised.
All of these. Yeah, these people, so many people are depressed and they live in cities and they don't dig in the dirt. So everybody go out and dig in the dirt.
Good advice, especially now. You can plant little seedlings and seeds and then you'll have the joy of watching them grow and eating those nice little lettuce leaves. And
I can't wait to start taking pictures again. I've got my seeds everywhere. We're ready. So I'm sorry, I digressed a little bit.
Totally fine.
So,
where shall we start?
Well, I've been intrigued since you put out the topic here, and because for me, someone who had experimental double dose chemotherapy and became really sensitized to synthetic chemicals after that experience, at first I was terrified of anything. That because I was having these bizarre reactions, and I had never heard of chemical sensitivity, you know, fragrance sensitivities. I never heard of that. All I knew was that I came home from the hospital, and I was having weird reactions, and they seemed to occur after about a year and a half of this. We noticed that it was when we used or I was around certain chemicals. So I started freezing everything out of my life that had a scent. And it was such a shame because I really deprived myself of that. But in doing my research, I learned that, as you know, and many people that are listening know, that these chemicals are petrochemicals. It's not an allergic reaction. We're having a toxic reaction because we're more sensitized. We're more aware of things.
But it's a poisoning. It's a poisoning. If I could just interrupt for a second. I was talking to somebody called me for a consultation this morning, and I realized as I was talking to her that I was telling her 30 years ago when I was first diagnosed and learned about MCS. We need to go to break. So I'll continue this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Diana Kay. She's a co-founder of the certified USDA certified organic business Terra Essentials, where they make fabulous gourmet personal care products. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Duvett. And my guest today is Diana Kay from the USDA Certified Organic Business Terra Essentials, and that's at terraessentials.com. And she has wonderful fragrances in her products that are, I think, unique in terms of quality. So we're going to find out about that as we talk on the show. But before the break, I was talking about, we were talking about MCS and multiple chemical sensitivities. And I started to say that I was talking to a client on the phone this morning explaining how this occurs. And the way we used to explain it was, it's like filling a glass with water, that every time you're exposed to a toxic chemical, it like is putting another drop of water in the glass, and it builds up and builds up and builds up until it gets to overflowing, and then you get sick. You get MCS. That was 30 years ago we were saying this, and I that's how I've been describing it since. Well, many years later, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, starts talking about body burden, and they say exactly the same thing, that chemical exposures build up in your body, and that creates what they call body burden, and at a certain point, you get to your threshold, and then you get sick. And what I explained to people with MCS all these last 30 years about this is that I would say, when you eliminate toxic chemical exposures, what happens is that your body's natural detox process, or any other things that you do to detox, start lowering the amount of water in the glass or chemicals in your body. And so it's below that threshold point and you don't have symptoms. That doesn't mean you have no chemicals in your body, but it's below the threshold of being sick. And I just thought that it was really interesting to see the correspondence between what we had been saying all along about what occurs for people with MCS, and then the CDC comes out and starts saying exactly the same thing. And it doesn't matter if what you have, the way you get sick is multiple chemical sensitivities or cancer or obesity or impotence or whatever it is, it's because your body hits that threshold of too many chemicals in the body, and then you overflow and get sick.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. So when we inhale toxic fragrances, then made of synthetic chemicals or containing synthetic chemicals, it's adding to that body burden. It's putting more drops of water in the glass, adding up to when you overflow. And that this is exactly why this is so important. This is why I do this show. This is why my guests do what they do, is to keep us from getting to that overflow point, and also helping us decrease the overflow once it's reached. And that's what this is about. Okay, good. Let's talk about fragrance.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. That it's all about decreasing our body burden and also doing the things that will help us to heal our bodies, help our internal organs to regenerate, to recover from being really stressed. And so in my research, that's actually what led to the founding of our company, was all the research about how I could heal my body way back then. And the one thing I have to say right off, because we're talking about essential oils, and I want to say this, and I'll say it a couple more times to people, never, ever buy an essential oil that is not certified organic. Okay, and I'm going to repeat, never buy essential oils that are not certified organic.
Okay, so tell us why, because, you know, I was looking in my very first book that I wrote, Non-Toxic and Natural, in 1984.
Oh, my God.
And I had researched essential oils then, and they, I'm sure it's very different now. But what somebody had told me was that you can just use any essential oil because I forgot exactly what I wrote, I'm sorry, but that it was about pesticides, that they don't use pesticides on plants that are made into essential oils. So let's start talking about what are some of the things that could be in an essential oil that's not certified organic?
Well, okay, organic is typically about not adding any kinds of chemicals to your processing. I mean, there are minimal synthetics that are allowed on the national list. However, in the growing of materials, it's compared to conventional agriculture, it's the list of what you can add to the growing medium, that you can spray on plants, that you can spray on the soil, that you can post-harvesting things that are employed in the conventional industry. In the world of USDA certified organic, your list of what you can use is extremely limited. Mm-hmm. And when crops are grown in the field, and I don't care if it's mint or an apple or a tomato or if it's an animal that's grown, in the conventional world, there are chemicals that are used. There are fungicides, mildicides, not just pesticides. There are many sides that we have to be aware of. And then, of course, there are the chemical fertilizers, many of which are petrochemically based or petrochemically reacted. And by all means, these things carry through to the plant and final harvest. And a lot of people, hopefully this has been dispelled somewhat, but many people are under the impression that you can wash away pesticides as if water is a miracle solvent.
You can't.
Well, you can't, because many pesticides, fungicides, et cetera, soil amendments, they are added to the soil and taken up by the roots of the plant, into the plant, and so then they are in the plant material. So in steam distillation, which is the most common way to extract the essential oil from the plant material, these things definitely are carried over into the plant. And, in fact, there's been a lot of concern for decades about, for example, oranges. Many oils from the citrus family are cold-pressed. They're not steam distilled. So anything that was on the peel of that plant, including dye that might have been added to the oranges, sometimes that happens post-processing, but all of that is pressed into
fungicides.
The oil.
Fungicides are on oranges.
Yes.
I used to think that smell, the way oranges smell, I used to think that was the way an orange smelled until I smelled an organic orange and found out what I thought was an orange smell was fungicide. We need to go to break again, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Diana Kay from TerraCentials. It's a USDA certified organic business, completely through and through USDA certified. And so she knows all about organic and all about toxic chemicals. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn, and my guest today is Diana Kay from TerraCentials, a USDA certified organic business. And their website is terracentials.com. Okay, Diana, let's go on about essential oils. Are you there?
Sorry.
Hello.
Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't want to make a lot of noise. I was rustling some papers. I think this information is so important to get out, so I'm going to try to run down some numbers here, points, that is, and
right,
to give people this information before we forget or it gets lost. Essential oils, when they are produced and they are organic certified, you have, and if you choose to use these and purchase them, which you should, everyone, don't buy non-organic. There's a tracking that's involved from the field when they harvest the material. Everything is weighed and documented, and then when it goes from the field, it goes to the distillation, and many times the people who distill are partnered with the growers. Sometimes the growers do the distillation, and it's done on-site in the field. It depends on the material and whether it's done fresh or dried. Most things, I think, are done, though, minimally dried. So you have this tracking procedure, and it has to be documented. And then your inspector reviews your documentation before you go on to the next step, which would be, if you're a grower / and or distiller, you would then sell your goods to a broker or a commodities broker. Typically, this is how it's done on the world market. And these people bid and then purchase the whole lot or a portion of the lot that was grown. And then their certifier, because this is an organic chain. So mm-hmm. The certifier for the broker who buys these commodity things their certification would be as a handler, someone who is certified and inspected to handle or transfer the material. A handler or a broker who purchases the material may sell to a distributor. A distributor in the organic chain would also have to be certified organic, because the distributors might be the people who take a 270-gallon tote of essential oil or a 55-gallon drum and break it down into kilos, or they might break it down into a 25-kilo pack, which in the world of crafting products or manufacturing, these are typical container sizes. So then if you go to a distributor may then sell the products to a retail company who, in the world of organics, if they are labeling their product as organic, legally they are required to maintain an organic certification as a handler processor. If they are pouring oils into small bottles for retail sales, say one ounce, half ounce, 2 ounce, etc. And here is what I have seen, that many of the companies, the retail companies that are out there, they are not certified organic. And they are selling these sometimes, what we see is we see essential oils being sold as organic, all natural, without that certification and annual inspection and review of documents, the paper trail. You cannot say that that product is organic. And for the consumer out there, do not trust. Because in our case, I want to get as close to that grower as I can. And we try to search out relationships with farmer, grower, distillers so that we can eliminate the middlemen. Because every time you eliminate a middleman, you are eliminating the potential for adulteration. And adulteration can take many forms. It can be where you are adding invisible components or visible components to stretch your oil to make it look like you have more volume for sale. You can try to boost the profile of that oil to make it smell sweeter, if that's the case, by adding synthetics. And I should add at this time that people who do this adulteration, these are professionals. They know what they're doing, and sometimes they work for fragrance houses where, because many manufacturers, all they care about is that the scent is the same from 30,000-gallon batch to 30,000-gallon batch if they're making a lotion, a shampoo, or whatever, because people want everything always to be the same. They want it to be consistent. They don't want things to change because they have been born and educated in the world of synthetics and to believe that that's what their familiar body care products should be. They should always be the same.
Before you say anything else, I need to put a big underline italics bold on what you just said, because this is exactly why it's difficult to do things in a natural way, because nature... Yeah. Is not exactly the same. Nature is never exactly the same. No two snowflakes are the same. No two fingerprints are exactly the same. Many years ago, when I was first learning this, I went to a company, a major so-called natural company, and asked them about the coloring that they put in their product. And they said that, yes, it was synthetic, but that they had to do that because they had to have a colored product and had to be the same over and over and over. And this is what, and so it's just like, that was the end of me thinking that they were a natural company, because they might have had other natural ingredients in it. But people need to realize that if you're dealing with anything that's natural, like I just bought a new scarf the other day that it was made from natural fibers, and it had a lovely little label on it that said, there are imperfections because in nature, nothing is perfect.
It's so true.
And that the color is going to be different throughout the scarf because this is the natural color. And there was this big disclaimer about how there were variations in this scarf. But in personal care products and anything that comes from nature, there's always going to be uniquenesses and differences, and that you can't make the same thing twice. You just cannot do it.
That's why many really large corporations don't do organic.
Yeah.
They do the natural, which means nothing. There's no legal definition anywhere in the world for the word natural. So you can make it mean whatever you want. And in this case, it means, well, you know, we need that same aroma profile, so we are going to manipulate this oil no matter what to get it to be what we want it to be, to match our recipe. And that's what they do. So with natural products and products that say organic that are not certified, this happens all the time because they want a consistent, waxy, white product that smells like their signature scent. Well, in the world of organics, and when we're talking about essential oils, they differ not only in the scent, but they differ in their gravity. They differ in the way that they reflect light. And these are all things that can be measured to test oils, whether or not they're authentic. There are many, many ways to test oils. Of course, though, this is not infallible because, first of all, it's done by humans and machines, which can be tricked. So organic.
Okay, so let's go to break and find out more when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Diana Kay. She is one of the co-founders of a USDA-certified organic business called Terra Essentials. They make lovely, gourmet, scented and unscented personal care products. And that's at TerraEssentials.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Stephanie Pat, and my guest today is Diana Kay. She's a co-founder of the USDA-certified organic business Terra Essentials at TerraEssentials.com. So, Diane, since we're now in the last segment of the show, and you know how fast it goes by, I want to make sure that we get a key question answered, and that is, what should consumers be looking for when they're looking at all these products on the market? How can they be sure that they have a certified organic essential oil in the product?
Okay, I think I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll keep saying it until I die. You've got to buy certified organic products, and you cannot trust a product that just says organic because that's meaningless. There's nobody verifying the raw materials, the process, the facility. You cannot trust this. And I know there's a plethora of companies out there that are claiming this, but I'm sorry, I don't care if it's a woman and with two children making things in her kitchen. If she's not certified, you can't trust it. Because the raw materials and with essential oils, what would be uncommon is to find an essential oil labeled natural or pure or therapeutic grade that does not have some kind of adulterant in it, whether it be from the field, pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, chemical like that, or an adulterant or some kind of invisible stretching agent. There's manipulation, and this is done all the time. That is the norm in the industry. And when you're talking about essential oils, you know, we want to use them, number one, because we want the fragrances to make us feel good. There's no question that fragrances can make you feel good. Now, there's always going to be somebody who's allergic to anything. It can happen to anything at any right. time. But in my experience, 24 years we're celebrating in our business, I have found, and this still surprises me to this day because of the chemical experience I have with chemical sensitivity, that most people have no problems when they smell real essential oils. When they smell
And when
they smell a real lavender plant or a bunch of mint, you know, that actually makes you feel good. And that's because humans evolved on the planet with plants.
Oh, I just got it about why I love your fragrances so much. Because when I opened the bottle, the first time I opened the bottle and I smelled your, what did I smell first? It was your lemon hand soap and then the lavender hair wash. And I just smelled them and I went, I had this experience of it like you do when it's an actual lemon or an actual lavender that is because it's organic and it doesn't have any adulterants and that it actually is the real thing. And so your body's going to respond in a way that it's like the real thing.
Well,
it is.
That's what we search out. And you know, there are always going to be exceptions, you know, because unfortunately in the world there's always going to be a dark person. The world is not a perfect place, but the best chances that anyone can have is to buy certified organic. in this world that we live in that is, you know, corrupted by pollution and, you know, people with greed, we don't have a lot to hang on to, but right. You got to trust nature. These oils, when they are certified organic, when they are, you know, come from reputable growers, reputable suppliers, they make us feel good. They smell good. If you look on PubMed, you will find many, many studies that show that these essential oils can beat cancer. Simple things like lemon. You know, I love eating my lemon peels and my orange peels. I cook with them because I know there are healthy components in them. And when you add adulterant, it can change not just the physical property of that oil, but it can alter our human response to it.
Right.
So we're not getting what Mother Nature created on the planet to help us humans survive.
And that's what we want, is what Mother Nature created, because that's what our bodies are looking for.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we
that
need
they respond differently.
Things.
We do, in order to be healthy. One thing I wanted to mention is that Dr. Steineman said that some essential oils are extracted using solvents.
Yes.
And so that's another way. So if somebody's looking on a label and they see essential oil of whatever, if it just says essential oil of, and it's not, doesn't say that it's organic and it's not an organic product, then that's probably an essential oil to stay away from. You can't just look at the word essential oil and say, oh, that's natural and totally safe.
That, in my opinion, my personal experience, I would never buy an oil that wasn't certified organic for all the reasons that we just talked about, because I cannot trust what's in that bottle, because there's, in most cases, there's been no one overseeing the process of, or as I described earlier, the growing and the movement of that oil through the marketplace. And in many cases, if it's a conventional oil that's not certified organic, there were many, many people involved along the way with many, many opportunities to adulterate the oils. And unfortunately, I know a lot of aromatherapists, you know, love to use the words therapeutic grade, but there's no legal definition of that either. And, you know, this has always baffled me, because if you're someone who's using oils, like you, an herbalist would be using herbs to help people get better, you want the absolute best. You want some guarantee, you know, that what you have is pure and natural, and that those aroma chemicals, when we inhale them and they go into our body, into our bloodstream, that they are going to be beneficial for our body and not harmful.
Right.
To me, that's why I'm in the world of organic, because I need to heal my body. I want to find the best, purest things that Mother Nature has out there, because those are the things that keep me well, that will help my body regenerate itself and hopefully help me to live the long life that I was supposed to have. And that's what I want to give to other people, and why, Deb, I love what you're doing, either the education, and why I'm so appreciative of this opportunity to try to get the word out there to people that, you know, we have so little in this world that we can hold on to. We have our families, we have our pets, but, you know, when it's real nature, we have to bring that into our lives, because, you know, when I just talked about earlier how the microbes in the soil can actually, when you have your hands in the dirt, can make your brain happy. Exactly.
Yes.
This is how life is, the natural way of life on the planet, and we should not deprive ourselves of these things. But, folks, please don't buy non-organic products, because they're not real. Most of them are not real, and they're not there to benefit you or us. And we don't want to be putting all these chemicals in the waterways, because it harms the fish. We drink the water. It harms wildlife. I'm sorry, I'm kind of on this roll. It's spring. I want to take back. I'd love to see, and I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime, but I'd like to get the ball rolling where we get people on board with organic so we can try to repair the damage that humans have done over the last 100 years.
And, I love that.
Well, it's not, when I go out there and I dig in the dirt and I plant the seeds and I talk to the growers, I try to establish relationships as often as possible with people who are the growers. I had a great conversation with a young woman who is working with folks in Africa, and this is a free trade organic plantation, and this is so sad. The government was and they were certified organic, and now they're not. The government is spraying chemicals overhead for mosquitoes because it's a huge problem in Africa. So now all of these local community organic businesses are destroyed. They cannot sell their products as organic. You know, it takes 3 years, and, you know, hopefully some of those chemicals will have dissipated in 3 years. But here's the irony. There are many essential oils, and again, I invite people to go on the internet that are documented. You can go to PubMed, a very reputable place. You can find research about essential oils and how scientists are, because we've made a disaster with antibiotics and pesticides. Certain people are saying, whoa, maybe we need to step back. And they're stepping back and finding out that essential oils can kill mosquitoes effectively without harm to other wildlife or humans.
Of course they can.
There's quiet research that's being done, and that's wonderful that, you know, there are some scientists out there and universities where people have a conscience and they're trying to repair things, and that's great. And I think, what you do is wonderful, because this is what we need. We need everybody to tell their neighbors, tell their friends to get on board, because if we all do a little part, we're rebuilding a little bit. And it might, some people, to them it seems, you know, so hopeless. Oh, it's just one person, and what can I do? Well, you know what? It makes a difference. It really does. Because
it does. It really does.
Essential oil. It takes acres and acres of essential of product, crop material, plant material, in many cases, to produce 16 ounces. So, you know, a pint of essential oil. So imagine if each person buys the products that are certified organic. Think of the acreage that we are helping to sustain as chemical-free or as close to nature as possible.
Yep. So much so. Well, we have less than a minute left, so I wanted to say thank you so much. This is exactly the information that I wanted to have us talk about on the show today, and I feel like I understand the situation a lot better now, and that I can look at products and evaluate what's going on with the fragrances or not going on with the fragrances. And
can
again,
I say one thing, Deb? Sorry to interrupt.
You only have 15 seconds.
Oh, people who have chemical sensitivity often can tell. Like other people can't because they are attuned to the chemicals. They often can react and they can sense when something's not really natural or organic. You're a good person.
And that's
person.
All the time we have. Thank you.
Oh, no.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. Be well.